This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Those green driving announcements have been coming fast and furious of late. See what I did there? Fast and furious. You got Tesla all the time, GM a couple of weeks ago, Ford with its electric F-150. This week, it was Stellantis, the merged car company formerly known as Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot, with its plan to get in the electric vehicle fast lane. $35.5 billion by 2025. Five new battery factories in North America and Europe. By 2030, all 14 of its brands, Jeep, Dodge, Opel, and Alfa Romeo, among them, are going to be offering electric models. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has a glimpse of our EV future.
Stellantis is trying to catch up with its rivals with its ambitious electrification plans. Kristen Jicek at the Center for Automotive Research says the global industry is clearly transitioning to a new electric future.
The stars are kind of aligned. So we've got, the technology is getting better and more capable.
Especially batteries, getting cheaper and lasting longer. Stellantis aims to boost its EV sales to 70% of total sales in Europe, where there are strict emissions regulations and driving distances tend to be short. But in the U.S., there are some big hurdles in the way of Stellantis even hitting 40% in the next decade. And the same is true of GM, Ford, and the others. Lack of vehicle charging infrastructure, for starters, says Garrett Nelson at CFRA Research.
Currently, there are about 43,000 charging stations in the U.S. 30% of those are in California, and there's huge swaths in the country with very few charging stations.
And even if EVs can eventually be driven and charged all across America, it's not clear Americans everywhere will want them, says Kristen Jicek.
The big question in all of this is, are mass market consumers really there? If it's more expensive, it's harder to use, and it doesn't fit your kids' hockey equipment, there is no reason for that kind of a consumer to get into an electric vehicle.
So marketing will be key, says Nick Shields at investment research firm Third Bridge.
There is some of that, like polar bears and you're going to save the planet in some marketing material. But I think the more important thing is, hey, this is an electric car and it's just as cool and does just as much stuff as your internal combustion engine.
Shield says the big challenge for Stellantis will be convincing loyal Jeep and Ram customers that it's time to try one out. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.